Well, looky here, everyone. It's Nicole Spagnolo. Comes on the show Wednesdays, does recommendals, and we like it. Hello, Nicole.
What? Wait.
Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Discombobulated
today.
Oh. Well, why would that be? What's wrong? Everything okay? You all right? Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just trying to, you know, get stuff done.
Get your crap together. I understand. Oh, how'd your, you did like a fumigation or like a bug killing thing last week or something. How'd that go?
Yeah. It was it wasn't a fumigation. It was a spraying. We had a tick infestation.
Oh, gosh.
Ticks. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Ticks are no good.
Didn't realize that could happen.
Yeah. I always hear, so Mark always complains about the scorpion problem you guys sometimes have around there. Are ticks worse than that? Do you get those worse?
No, usually it's not, but they got on the dog, and we didn't realize it, and so.
Ugh. I was going to say, maybe wood ticks or something.
Yeah. No, they were dogs.
You got a bad foreign piece of wood shipped over from a country that's infested with ticks.
Yeah, nothing like a good foreign piece of wood. Also, you know what, Mark?
Antonio Banderas.
Mark's biggest nightmare probably is like a... is a termite infestation, right?
Because I think they're like little meal bugs or stuff that can get burrow into the wood. Mm. Why are we talking about this?
Because I ate one of these earlier. That's why we're talking about it. I'm going to send the rest of this box to you guys and you can eat these crickets. How about that? Ugh. So gross. All right. Hey, it's Nicole, everybody. And let's do recommendals. I love these. And we missed you last week. So what's streaming? Why do we care? And what should we be watching? Because we should be.
So I didn't really have a theme this week, but I did find, I guess my theme will be movies that make you think, thought-provoking movies.
Okay. All
right. Though after I started looking at the movies that I watched, I'm like, I almost could have made an actor the theme, but I didn't realize she was in both of them. Like I recognized her, but I didn't recognize her because her hair color was different.
Mm.
So, what if I asked both of you, if you had the opportunity to make a lot of money,
right?
But the only thing you had to do was inflict pain on yourself, would you do it?
It sounds like Saw.
How much pain on myself?
Well, it varies. So let's say pulling an eyebrow out will get you $20.
Oh, I'd totally do. Oh, a whole eyebrow or just a hair?
Hair from your eyebrow.
Oh, for $20 a piece? Hell yeah, I'd do that.
What about cutting you? You would get, $1,000.
Cutting
yourself.
How big of a cut?
So we keep upping the ante here. Yeah. That's the premise of this movie that I'm going to recommend, by the way.
Okay.
And it's not just physical. It can be emotional pain, too.
All right.
So the movie is a 2012 film called The Brass Teapot. And I found it last night and was one of those recommendations that Netflix said, oh, we think you're going to give it 5 stars. And I was like, okay, well, the last time Netflix told me I was going to like a... not a movie, but a TV show. It was Archer, and it was 5 stars. I'm like, okay, I'm trusting Netflix. And I have to say,
how much do you get for eating a cricket?
Is that painful? I don't know. I don't think that's painful.
It's painful for Scott.
I'll let you know. This is the worst thing in my life, but so far, so good.
So the whole premise of the movie is a ancient teapot that this couple finds. Juno Temple is the female, and Michael and
Angerano.
Yeah, he's the guy from Sky High. He was in Sky High.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. I know him. I like Sky High a lot, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah. Should have been real dumb, but it was fun. Anyway.
So they're kids. Well, they are kids, but they just are starting out in life. So, one lost their job, one they're still trying to pay off debt, and they come across this brass teapot, and there's like a whole history to the teapot, and the premise is, what would you do? And the teapot also has influence on you too, so it's, if you're evil, it kind of brings out some of that evilness. And the idea is that this teapot has been around for centuries and has switched hands for many, many powerful people. And here's the other caveat to it. If you're near someone that is in pain, the teapot will produce money.
Oh.
So.
So then I'm guessing the story can devolve into, like, now if I hurt other people.
Right.
Then
right.
I don't have to hurt, but I still get the cash.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. Some people in the chat room didn't really care for it too much, but I personally, I enjoyed it. I like those kind of moralistic mm-hmm. movies where you have to really look at yourself and go, how would I handle a situation right. like that?
These are right? basically, I call these Twilight Zone slash, yes. that's what this is. It's that yeah. same premise that you'd have for an episode of that, but fleshed out into a film. And I always like, even when the movies fall flat or they don't have as much fulfillment as maybe a different movie with more of a premise than just one idea, right. I always like when people experiment with that.
I do too.
I always wish for more of that, but I know it's probably kind of hard to get made because it seems like a one-trick pony in a way, you know, like mm-hmm. oh well, you know, what if, and then that's your whole movie. But I yeah. like it. I think that stuff's cool.
You should check it out. I think you might enjoy it. Right. The Brass Teapot.
All right, The Brass Teapot.
It's
on
it's only
list.
Streaming on Netflix, not on. Oh wait a minute, no, that's not right. It's both on Amazon Prime and Netflix right now.
All right, very nice.
So the next movie I have for you is based off of a book that I read years ago. And I don't think I've recommended it, though it's been streaming on Netflix for a while now. It's the 1999 film, The Virgin Suicides.
Oh yeah.
And this stars Kirsten Dunst, James Wood, Kathleen Turner. And the premise of the book and the film is a story being told from the eyes of the local boys. There's like a group of boys that are watching this family, watching these girls, and the relationship with that family. And I guess one of the boys is infatuated. I mean, they're very beautiful girls, and one of the girls tries to commit suicide, and so they pretty much are locked away into seclusion. And so they've become almost a spectacle within the town itself. Mm-hmm. So have you seen this, Brian?
I have, yeah. Sofia Coppola, right, was yeah, the director, and she got an award or something for it, and then...
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what she got, but I know it was her first feature film.
I did see this. Yeah, I thought this was really good. But it's one of those things that, just like you're saying, it sticks with you. Like, it's, yeah. You know, after you watch it, you're kind of...
feel a little yucky.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dark. Mm. I will say, I enjoyed the book more than the movie. But I was glad I read the book before the movie because it kind of filled in a few places. Kathleen Turner is amazing in this. Mm. She plays the overbearing mother who, you know, she's coming from a right place. Like, she's trying to protect her daughters, but in the end, I think she's the reason for their demise. Mm. But it's not perfect, but it's one of those thought-provoking films.
Does it have? I mean, because her movies, other movies like Lost in Translation and other stuff. She tends to be, it's very strange and quiet and sort of disconcerting kind of film style. Mm-hmm. Is it like yeah. that in this?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like her style, mm-hmm. so I might be into that. By the way, Josh Hartnett is in that, and I was just looking at his IMDb. Mm-hmm. That dude made tons and tons of movies, one right after the other, starting in the very late 90s, just bam, 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 all the way up to about 2009, and then went kind of gone. Like... did one movie in 09, one project at all, no TV or anything else. Just one thing in 09. In 2010, he did one movie, did some stuff in 2011, and then that was it until this year for things that aren't even out yet. I guess Penny Dreadful, he's on that show.
Oh, have you seen that show?
I've heard it was good.
I want to see that.
I haven't seen
yeah,
it
I want to see it too.
That's a Showtime deal, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if I'll hate everyone in it like I do all Showtime shows. But Josh Hartnett, just not. I always wonder if that's self-imposed, because I mean he was a big deal there for a bit, and then mm-hmm. did he just kind of want to step back from Hollywood a bit and kind of chill out some? I don't know. Anyway,
we should look up on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we should find out what's going on with that guy.
What's happening?
I was
what's
a fan. I like that guy. I'm such a giant fan of Black Hawk Down that it's almost painful.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. What's number two? What do you got?
All right. So we have The Brass Teapot, The Virgin Suicides, and then finally...
Three, I mean. Yeah, that's what I meant, three.
Finally, the movie that made... Oh God, I've been thinking about this movie since I watched it like 2 weeks ago. And Brian, I believe you've seen this. The 2009 film, Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody.
I know you've not... said it with the Jared have. Leto. Jared Leto.
Oh, no, sci-fi. No. I haven't seen this one, but we talked about this at some point on something.
I heard
Film Set.
I heard you talking about it on Morning Stream, and I was like, oh, I got to see that. I think it was Tom.
Yeah.
But is this the one where he gets old and no one knows who he is?
He's the last mortal in a world of immortals. Mm-hmm. And he's telling his story of how he came to be because he doesn't really remember who he is. And I will warn you, this is the type of movie. Did either of you see Cloud Atlas?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Kind of how it jumps to different stories. It's very much like that. I personally love that type of storytelling. I can follow it. I get it. I like being a little confused at first, and then it kind of unfolds and tells the story of this person. Mm-hmm. And
do you like The Fountain, by the way? Have you seen The Fountain with Hugh Jackman?
I haven't seen
that. It's totally that. And that movie is very polarizing. People either hate it, or love it. And I really liked it. I think you might like it because it's kind of that same stuff.
Yeah. You know? Then you'll like Mr. Nobody. Mm. And what happens in this movie is that Jared Leto, old man Jared Leto, is telling the story of from when he was born. And this is the quintessential what if movie, because it takes a concept of him being with three different women and how he it's going to be really hard to explain this.
Is this basically Benjamin Button in the right direction?
No, this is.
Yeah, a guy gets old. Yes.
Yeah, a guy gets old.
There are a lot of movies that are Benjamin Button in the right direction. I was thinking like a Sliding Doors kind of thing where you see the different.
Yes, but times like 100. Hmm. Like think okay. of.
Oh, wow.
Think of, so like, for instance, the one of the women he eventually is with is the same girl that's in The Brass Teapot, Juno Temple.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize her. Because she has dark hair in Mr. Nobody and she's blonde in The Brass Teapot. So one of the stories involves his parents and they eventually get a divorce. His mom. So there's this big moment where his mom is leaving on a train and he's standing there with his dad. And he has to choose which one does he want to go with. And in one instance of the timeline, he gets on the train with his mother and therefore goes to New York and then meets this girl played by Juno Temple. And on another other kind of tree branch, he stays with his father. Mm. And because of that, he meets another girl, another blonde girl. And then there's a fracture to that. And so it's like a tree of stories. And it's amazing and confusing and wonderful. So but if you don't like to think and you don't want to get confused, don't watch this movie.
If you don't want to use your brain this is a lot like what Tarantino did with Pulp Fiction. It's not quite the same. It doesn't have some of the fantasy elements or the far-fetchedness of it, but it's the same idea. It's like, here are these stories, how do they intertwine, how are they connected, how are they not connected, why is this version different than the other one? Like, I really do like that kind of thing a lot.
I like this one because it, when it boils down to us, our entire life is full of random choices. And I mean, How I Met Mark is completely random. Mm-hmm. So, but if you think about it, if I hadn't done one thing in my past, would I have ended up in San Diego? In an apartment that he had for rent because his roommate decided he couldn't stay in San Diego. And so he had a room for rent. So when you start breaking down those decisions, and that's what the story is, this old man, he's 120 years old and he's reflecting on his life and whether or not he made the right decisions and looking at those pivotal moments. And the movie plays with how they kind of explode and expand. And I loved it. I loved
that's
it
cool.
so much.
It sounds like a really cool premise. Yeah, it's on my list now.
All right.
Yeah. Netflix streaming, not on Amazon Prime. I really liked it. Really cool. Jared Leto, amazing.
Yeah, he's good. He's good, right? He's always good. Yeah. Got those big eyes. He's a handsome Mother Scratcher. all right. Well, good stuff. Nicole, it's always fun hanging out. You got anything going on you want
to
pimp?
And before we get to the Quizzler, I have a quick recommendation, recommendal. Over on Hulu Plus, James Franco finally released this documentary that he did several years ago that I think was only, you could only see in film festivals, but it was basically a documentary based on behind the scenes of Saturday Night Live. So for an entire week, he worked with the cast or took video of the cast and all the stuff that they were doing to write, prepare for, build sets for, and everything for one episode of Saturday Night Live with John Malkovich. And it's really, really cool to kind of see this, see the process that they go through for each episode. The fact that they actually pitch 50 different skit ideas. They have a big meeting where they pitch 50 of them.
Yeah.
And they only, you know, they can only use like 9 on the show. So it's really, really
cool. What's it called again?
It's called Saturday Night, and it's on Hulu Plus, and it's about an hour and a half long. The footage is, you know, it's shot with it feels like it's shot with a with an iPhone camera.
Oh yeah.
That's okay. But, I'm cool with that.
But it's okay. And actually it's really, really entertaining. And seeing Bobby Moynihan, I mean, this was back when Andy Samberg was still on the show, back when Kristen Wiig was still on the show, Fred Armisen, so that's how long it's been been around.
Sounds interesting. Well,
I have a Twitter account that I want you both to follow. I've been retweeting some of them, but they're so funny. And we've done this before. We used to do this on the Final Score where Scott, you would read like a 1-star review of a game.
Mm-hmm.
There is an entire Twitter account called Amazon Movie Reviews.
Oh yeah. They're the best. I think we know them. They followed me before I followed them. That's how I found out about them. And I thought, well, how the crap do I even know these people? I don't know who's doing it, but I think they're fans of shows and it's taken off. It is so freaking funny.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What's the Twitter handle? Because I remember seeing this yesterday. It's like AMZN.
Yeah, AMZN a movie, R-E-V-W-S.
There it is. Okay, cool.
And it's so freaking funny.
I just love this one for Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
I ordered this movie to watch with my 8-year-old grandson. We stopped the movie in the first 15 minutes. 4 takes for a family movie.
It's too good. And some of them are just so out there. You have to, Brian, you got to go through them. You just have to go through them.
These are hilarious. Just the first one that I get to, March of the Penguins. Supposed to be? None of the penguins sounded like Morgan Freeman. His voice was everywhere. My son Daniel asked me if he was trapped in the ice below. What was I supposed to tell the kid? I said yes, and we had a good cry together.
They're great. They're great. They're the single best thing. It's the greatest Twitter account of the year.
The Tramp from a cat lover. I will never purchase this video or any film that vilifies cats. I'm a cat lover, and this treatment of the movie of these wonderful animals makes me sick. That's Lady and the Tramp.
Make you depressed a little bit about humanity. I don't know what does. It makes me laugh and then cry a little bit also inside. great recommendals all around, man.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to be hooked on this thing now for sure.
It's really good. We should read some of these on the show. Nicole, anything else happening you'd like people to... Oh, no, Quizzler. Do the damn Quizzler, yeah.
All right. Here's your Quizzler.
Can you tell me what time we get to Cartagena?
Yeah.
Is this the bus to Cartagena?
Yeah.
I need to get to Cartagena.
Oh my gosh, Brian, I know this.
I totally know that.
All right, you better answer because I can't think of the name.
That's Romancing the Stone.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. Her voice hadn't yet gone to this yet.
That's right.
You know Kathleen Turner?
Hello. Yeah, she hasn't gotten all low. Oh, very nice. Didn't we just talk about that movie? Something came up with that movie last week or maybe the week before. Weren't we just talking about Romancing the Stone?
We were. Something last week with Jewel Denial, Romancing the Stone. I can't remember what it was.
Or maybe it was a Film Sack thing.
Film Sack. It might have been.
Might have been. Well, those bring back memories.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nicely done. Brian, you win. Nicole Spag on Twitter. Anything else going on?
Nerd Parents.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy Elite.
Yeah.
That's it.
All those good times. Go check them out, everybody. Nicole,
actually, yes. I will mention we're in the middle of a charity event over at the Wood Whisperer. Mm. If you go to Woodworkers Fighting Cancer, we're doing some really cool stuff and raising money for cancer research.
Mm.
So all the detail. Mark built a amazing toy chest, and we have the plans up for free. And everybody that builds one of them and sends us a picture, we're donating $5 to a Cancer Research Institute this year. So
nice.
That's what we're doing
right now.
You guys
always do good work every year on that stuff. So tell Mark, nice job.
$15,000.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys did the easel last year.
Yeah, we did the easel last year.
Very cool.
His supple, half-shaven Italian face is even more sexy to me now. Nicole, take it easy. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, let him know, please.